Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 82. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, God presides over heaven's court. He pronounces judgment on the heavenly beings. How long will you hand down unjust decisions by favoring the wicked? Interlude. Give justice to the poor and the orphan. Uphold the rights of the oppressed and the destitute. Rescue the poor and helpless. Deliver them from the grasp of evil people. But these oppressors know nothing. They are so ignorant. They wander about in darkness, while the whole world is shaken to the core. I say, you are gods, you are all children of the Most High. But you will die like mere mortals and fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, and judge the earth, for all the nations belong to you once again. That was Psalms chapter 82 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. God is the great judge. His judgment and true justice go together. We often think that judgment is a bad thing, but there cannot be justice without judgment. We value leaders who have good judgment, and judgment is needed in dating, driving, finances, and more. Our justice system depends on good judges and good judgment by many people. Judgment is a good thing. This psalm cries out for justice for the poor and the orphan, from what we just read in verse 3. Powerful oppressors need to be opposed with the good judgment of those who do what is right. Done correctly, worship is not an escape from the world, but a call to living God's justice in the world. Verse 6 has been misunderstood by many. This verse is not saying that humans are divine. It needs to be read in context. First, the psalm begins by declaring the one true God, cited in verse 1. The psalm acknowledges that humans have been given power, by God, to rule on earth, yet that power is often abused, leading to injustice, from what we heard in verses 3 through 4. The psalm continues that though we have almost, quote, godlike, end quote, power, we will die like mortals, because we are, for the psalmist wrote that fact down in verses 6 through 7. Therefore, we should judge well and use our power with humility, remembering that our very lives are judged by the true judge of the world. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why is it important to have good judgment? How can you use your power and influence to make the worlds better? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.